Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mark Rector, and it's my pleasure to be reading today's scripture. Today is Tuesday, June 21st, and our passages for the day are Numbers 20, 14 through 29, Psalm 25, and Galatians 2, 1 through 10. Our first passage is Numbers 20. Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom, saying, "This is what your brother Israel says. You know about all the hardships that have come on us. Our ancestors went down into Egypt, and we lived there many years. The Egyptians mistreated us and our ancestors, but when we cried out to the Lord, he heard our cry and sent an angel and brought us out of Egypt. Now we are here at Kadesh, a town on the edge of your territory. Please let us pass through your country. We will not go through any field or vineyard, or drink water from any well. We will travel along the king's highway, and not turn to the right or to the left until we have passed through your territory." But Edom answered, "You may not pass through here. If you try, we will march out and attack you with the sword." The Israelites replied, "We will go along the main road, and if we or our livestock drink any of your water, we will pay for it. We only want to pass through on foot, nothing else." Again they answered, "You may not pass through." Then Edom came out against them with a large and powerful army. Since Edom refused to let them go through their territory, Israel turned away from them. The whole Israelite community set out from Kadesh and came to Mount Hor. Mount Hor, near the border of Edom, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Aaron will be gathered to his people. He will not enter the land I give the Israelites, because both of you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah. Get Aaron and his son Eleazar and take them up Mount Hor. Remove Aaron's garments and put them on his son Eleazar, for Aaron will be gathered to his people. He will die there." Moses did as the Lord commanded. They went up Mount Hor in the sight of the whole community. Moses removed Aaron's garments and put them on his son Eleazar. And Aaron died there on top of the mountain. Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain. And when the whole community learned that Aaron had died, all the Israelites mourned for him 30 days. Our next reading is Psalm 25. It's of David. "In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress, and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies, and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles." In this psalm, the first four or five verses really stick out to me. I love how David here, particularly in these first five verses, really claims dependence upon God. He says that in you, Lord my God, I put my trust. He repeats this trust again in verse 2. He has this assurance in verse 3 that no one who hopes in you will be put to shame. And what I love about verses 4 and 5 are how the Lord does reveal his ways to David. And in the same way, God will reveal his ways to us. When we place our dependence and put our trust in him, we can be confident that we will be led by the truths and the paths that God has for us. Our last reading for the day and our New Testament reading is from Galatians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem, this time with Barnabas. I took Titus along also. I went in response to a revelation and, meeting privately with those esteemed as leaders, I presented to them the gospel that I preach among the Gentiles. I wanted to be sure I was not running and had not been running my race in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, was compelled to be circumcised, even though he was a Greek. This matter arose because some false believers had infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom we have in Christ Jesus and to make us slaves. We did not give in to them for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. As for those who were held in high esteem, whatever they were makes no difference to me. God does not show favoritism. They added nothing to my message. On the contrary, they recognized that I had been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been to the circumcised. For God, who was at work in Peter as an apostle to the circumcised, was also at work in me as an apostle to the Gentiles. James, Cephas, and John, those esteemed as pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me. They agreed that we should go to the Gentiles, and they to the circumcised. All they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing I had been eager to do all along. So here in Galatians 2, Paul begins by talking a little bit more about his story, about his testimony. He says that after 14 years he went to Jerusalem, and that he went with Barnabas. It's interesting here that Paul begins to encounter some difficulty, some conflict in the way that he was teaching. One of the biggest issues throughout the book of Galatians is what we as Christians are supposed to do with the law that the Jews had first received. So Paul's mission was to go and spread the gospel to the Gentiles, while others, like Peter, were to spread the gospel to Jews. And so the law was this real dividing issue. How should we live? How should Jews live in response to the law? How should Gentiles live as a response to the law as well? And so this will be a recurring theme throughout the book of Galatians. Thank you so much for listening today. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, we are once again reminded of the goodness of your word. Father, today, let us be reminded of the ways that you have met us and that you have offered your grace. Lord, thank you that we believe and that, Lord, as we continue to place our trust and dependence in you, Lord, you will faithfully meet us wherever we are and no matter what is going on in our lives. Father, thank you that your Son Jesus has come and, Lord, that he has given us freedom. We thank you for Paul, we thank you for Peter, we thank you for the apostles who boldly proclaimed the message of your Son Jesus so long ago. We thank you, Lord, and we love you, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.